Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how your grain markets closed on this Wednesday afternoon, and we'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about the news behind the numbers right after this.
Springtime in Oklahoma is here, and along with it comes storm and hail season. A Mueller Metal building can protect all your valued possessions from the best or worst Mother Nature can dish out. From do-it-yourself building kits to custom designs, Mueller has the metal building solution just for you. Mueller's 100% bolt-together kits are easy to assemble, and they come in a variety of sizes and colors to suit your needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER for more information on our DIY and standard series buildings. With hundreds of pre-designed buildings available, you're sure to find one to suit your needs. And buy with confidence, knowing that your steel building is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. When it comes to innovative steel building systems and metal roofing, backed by a professional staff, on-site delivery, and complete warranty, Mueller has it all. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
Grain futures were a bit softer in corn, beans, and wheat markets today. We had corn down about a penny to 1 to 7 cents across the board, with the May being down 1.5 at 681 3/4, and then the December new crop corn down 6 1/4 at 550 1/2. Looking at the soybeans, we were down sharply here. We had May down 30 1/4 at 1437 1/2, July down 26 at 1373, and then the November was down 14 1/4 at 1209. A lot of traders are really looking at that $12 number as support, and we held it today. So as long as we're above $12, I think a lot of traders are looking for the market to rally, even though we're below important moving averages like the 50-day moving average for that contract. But overall, that $12 number is held now. Looking forward, that's kind of the support level. Wheat futures were down today, down 10 in Chicago, July at 721, down 7 1/4 in the July Kansas City wheat at 782 1/4. In terms of the news today in the wheat futures, it really focused on two different things. They had the Wheat Quality Council tour going on yesterday and today. Yesterday's average for Kansas came in at 43.8 bushels per acre. Last year on the first day, it was 53.4 bushels per acre. So that was mainly central Kansas, central and northern Kansas. And as they've gone west today, it looks like things have deteriorated just a little bit. And we'll find out what that final number is tomorrow afternoon. But as of right now, it looks like it's going to be 10, 15 bushels lower than last year. Last year really was a pretty decent crop, so you know, you take 10% of that, you're looking at 20% lower crop. It's really too early to tell. We have another round of freezing temperatures coming tonight and tomorrow, tomorrow morning and Friday morning, which will have somewhat of an impact for the western and central and western Kansas. And then they're still in the drought in western Kansas. So overall, the picture for wheat production doesn't look real good. And then if you look at Oklahoma, we have the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association putting together some Oklahoma production or possible production, and they're looking at about 88 to 90 million bushels this year. Pretty sharp drop off from what we had last year, is about 155 million bushels, which was considered pretty large. But overall, just looks like a little bit weaker here on the technical side. But long term, I think that most of the traders are looking for wheat to move a little bit higher.
Thanks, Justin. We'll take a look at your closing numbers right after this.
Coming up Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. will be the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Production Sale. That'll be at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 163 head, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs, 10 purebred and Limflex spring pairs, 15 fallbred purebred and Limflex heifers, and 10 breeding age purebred and Limflex bulls. For more information, call them 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com on the web for more information.
In our livestock today, June live cattle finished up 57 cents at 122.47. August live cattle up 55 at 123.10. May feeders down a nickel at 139.50. And the August contract off 17 cents at 148.72. May lean hogs up 80 cents today at 90.90. In our grains, Kansas City May wheat down 3 3/4 cents today at 794 1/4. July contract off 7 1/4 at 782 1/4. Chicago May corn down 1.5 cents today at 681 3/4. And the July contract finished down 3 1/4 cents at 646 3/4. In the soybean pit, May contract down 30 1/4 cents at 1437 1/2. And the July contract off 26 cents at 1373 even. May cotton down 344 points today at 82.09 cents per pound. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.